ဒီကောမှာရှိရချက်
talk about happy migrations. So they are the types of births one can take in future, in past and future lives, can be divided into happy migrations and suffering migrations. So we today are going to look at what are the happy migrations, namely achieving rebirth as a human or as a god, and we're going to talk about how one comes to achieve such a rebirth. audible at the back there? Other than the buzzing? The buzzing will go, I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, I'm going to go to the next one.
The lower realms, the beings who are born in the lower realms, well, there are three realms they take birth in. So there's either those born in the hell realms, those as pretas or as spirits, and thirdly, those as animals. So these lowest of these realms, those of hell and the spirits, these are beings that we can't directly see for ourselves. Animals, of course, we can. And not only can we observe them directly, we know that there's this vast array of animals, those living in the oceans, those flying in the sky, those on the earth, those under the earth, vast array of different kinds of animals. Happy migrations, then, these comprise two different realms where one can take rebirth, that of humans and gods. Gods, again, are beings that, whilst existing, we cannot perceive them directly at all. Whereas humans, of course, we can. And we know in the world there are a huge number of beings, now well over 7 billion. So humans, we can at least perceive.
These
two, then, of these six class of beings, there are two that we can observe directly, our fellow humans and animals. So of these, which would we say has better conditions, which is a more suitable basis? Well, that would be a rebirth as a human being. So amongst all the six, the rebirths as a human being, as a human or as a god, are considered to be the best basis. So why do we say, or how can one, how does one come to this conclusion that we've just presented, that the situation of animals is much worse than humans, or to put it another way, humans have a more suitable basis? Well, we can take as an illustration fish. So we use fish as an illustration, but we can apply it to all other animals. So fish, they live their life surrounded by innumerable enemies. Of course, other fish that usually are bigger are trying to eat them, and then bigger fish still are trying to eat those fish. But it's not only fish that try to eat other fish. Humans, of course, catch and kill so many. And beyond humans and other fish, there are many other types of animals in specific circumstances that try to catch and eat fish, often whilst they're still alive. We can think of birds, we can think of bears, etc. So they have to live their entire lives with a constant fear of being caught and killed, and not only caught and killed, but eaten, and often eaten alive. And moreover, their problems are exacerbated by their lack of intelligence. So we're talking about fish, but this goes across the animals. So fish experience many problems. For example, in the world today, there's climate change, so the temperature of the ocean is changing. There are droughts, so land masses, ponds and lakes, and these are drying up, or rivers are drying up. And fish also are experiencing new illnesses and consuming chemicals and the like due to pollution. And from this, they obviously experience problems, but there's very little that they can do. And the main reason their options are so limited is because their intelligence is limited. They can't analyze a problem, think about the various possible solutions, see which is best, etc. This is not an option for animals due to their limited intelligence. So these are the two primary problems that animals experience: this constant fear of being caught and eaten alive, as well as their limited intelligence. And And moreover, then the reason for asserting that the situation of humans is so much better, or the basis of a human rebirth is so much better than that of an animal, is that, of course, it's not that humans don't have problems and difficulties, we do, but we can solve so many of our problems, or at least reduce them. So we have people we don't get on with, we have people that we have conflict with, or in the actual sense of the word, an enemy. We may well have such people in our lives, or our community may have such people. And there we can come up with solutions. We can look for ways to solve these problems. And similarly, if we experience other threats to our life, such as hunger or thirst, using our intelligence, we can do something to try and solve these problems, or we can communicate and receive help from others, or if necessary, move very far away. And likewise, the other severe dangers that humans experience, that of illness. Here, unlike animals, we can come up with a wide array of medicines to solve illnesses and to cure diseases. This all comes down to the intelligence that comes with a human rebirth. So due to this intelligence, we can solve problems and difficulties, or if they're not solvable, make them much more bearable. So for this reason, that we see the basis of a human rebirth as very useful and beneficial. Human beings, like all beings possessing life, or all sentient beings, have the wish to experience only happiness. And happiness we can roughly divide into two types, that of mental happiness and physical happiness. If one has a good basis, such as a human rebirth, one has the basis for these types of happiness. If not, then life is much more difficult. And on this basis of a human rebirth, so not only do we have, through our intelligence, the ability to solve and reduce so many problems of our own, but we also have the ability to help others that we may know, or strangers as well. And we can see we have formed societies where human societies which exist, so as to help each other, so as to help solve our own problems as well as the problems of others. And so this social structure we've created is one where we care for others, not just those in our immediate circle, those that are known to us, but strangers too. And we can see this in many realms of life. Medical treatment is perhaps the most obvious. So from this then we can hopefully see that this basis of a rebirth as a human being or as gods, this is the basis that can bring about great benefit, not just for oneself, but with such a basis, with such a rebirth, we can bring benefit to others, we can help and assist others. So then how does one achieve such a rebirth? How does one achieve a rebirth like we have, as opposed to one in, say, the lower realms? So such a rebirth comes from a cause. So let's then look at what those causes are. So all of us sitting here, we of course are human beings, and therefore in this life we have already achieved a human rebirth. So the purpose therefore of looking at the causes for a human achieving a human rebirth is thinking about our future lives. So for those who don't accept reincarnation, then this presentation is not going to be of much relevance to them, because they'll only consider this one life. There won't be any need to think about creating the causes so as to achieve the result of another good rebirth. But for those who do accept reincarnation, then this presentation is of particular importance, because it's only through knowing what the causes are, as well as how to go about accumulating them effectively, that one can then utilize that knowledge to train and to put effort into accumulating powerful causes, so that in our future lives we have good rebirths again. The primary cause for achieving a rebirth in a happy migration, so as a human or as a god, is ethical conduct. So guarding one's ethics, practicing ethics, living an ethical life, this accumulates the cause for achieving a good rebirth. So what is meant by ethics? It is the practice of ethics is refers to a mind, and in brief it's a mind of restraint. And what this means then is this wholehearted commitment to not harming others. Not harming others through our physical action, through our verbal action, or even our mental activity. So this mind of restraint, restraining primarily the mind, and thereby the speech and the physical actions, this commitment to not harming others in any way, this intention is the practice of ethics. The stronger this mind of restraint, the stronger our practice of ethics. And the stronger our practice of ethics, the stronger or more powerful the causes that we are accumulating for good future rebirths.
And tutungi toksho dere. Dene ge samlo digi, na sonla kiye ki, dundro kiye da, nyewa siya da, ida siya, desu kiye kudi, desu ichi gore, desu ichi gore. Chisa, di toksho dere da, jige me sabbe samlo di, gaze shuk che samtang, dene ge samlo di, surim se di, la nilhe yukoban toye kyuji gore. Dene ge samlo di, shuk che wa ina, ane gasan, shuk che wa digi, ane mi le yukoban toye. That there are two in that, Migo to Gishagora, Chesa Denizza, Surum Sedi, down to Hada Migo to Gidito, the Gitti. Chesa Dido, Chosha, Sutum Mason, Sue, Samba Mayo, Shannon, Nebbe, somebody, Lumasuja, Nebbe, somebody, Nason, the Gag, Niawada, Ida, Dudu, Gidi, down to D. Hako Korwa.
This mind that is the commitment not to harm others in any way. The stronger this mind is, the stronger the cause we are creating that will lead to the rebirth as a human or God. So to develop this mind in a way that's powerful and stable and abides is maybe you could say ever present with. Okay. This is going to get repaired, by the way, so maybe today is the last day with this crackling. Okay. So for this mind, this wish, this commitment not to harm others, to have a real impact on us, and thereby for us to actually live an ethical life through having an ethical attitude, an ethical mind, one needs to repeatedly meditate, repeatedly think about ethics, repeatedly think about the commitment not to harm others. So this means not harming them physically, verbally, or mentally. On the other hand, if we have the contrary mind present, a mind such as harmful intent, a mind that wants harm to come to others or to harm others, this is the mind that is contrary to ethics, and this then is creating causes too, and it's creating the causes for the opposite kind of rebirths. Rebirths in the suffering realms, such as hell, or as a spirit or an animal. And so here, if we're not guarding our mind from this having harmful thoughts or wishes towards others, this will then get enacted physically through our behavior, verbally through how we speak to others, coming from this mind that is not being guarded against. So here, the strength of these minds, whether they are minds of harmful intent or minds of ethical conduct, this determines the type of rebirth one has. So a powerful mind of ethics would lead to a powerful, virtuous, ripening result, such as a god, or a less powerful mind would lead to that of a human being.
Me chik kewe ne pe chik zaya tunya tan tunjian kombo kanga shu chiyo bai na dine ko lyu di mi lyu da mi lyu re de ina ya kanga di na jige kanga chimbo shu cha le kanga se yo marwa chizan dine gi kanga mi yong ya ki mi lyu thop na mi lyu tin de le ya thop gi tin de le ya ana chik ma zui tunjian ya bo yong ya ki gyu di kar sa ko ra se ne ta de jimbe nyam ne se jimba se ya chi wo ro chizan ma zui jimbe Jimba said, Yamlin Cheva, Digi Jibigi, Digi Jibu, Dilazu, Surum Sundi, Kiwachima, Milu Toyongore, Jimba Yamlin Cheva, Kiwachima, Milu Toyo, Delia, and Tunjian Yabu, Ne Yongora, just a Tunjian Tom Yongore, Zadini Tunjian Yabu Yoyagi, Gudelia, and Jimbe Yamlin Sajikore.
We now looked at the primary cause for attaining a good rebirth, such as the human being, and that is ethics, guarding our ethical conduct. But we know from what we observe in the world that having a human rebirth alone is an insufficient basis to live a life that the life that we prefer to live. We can see a tremendous disparity in experiences in the world. So the cause to attain a human rebirth is ethics, but in terms of the various good attributes that are to be found within a human rebirth, those that make a human rebirth as have the greatest potential as possible further causes also need to be accumulated. So firstly, we look at the additional cause of engaging in the practice of generosity. Because through practicing generosity, this creates a cause which results in having good resources and favorable circumstances. And it's the practice of generosity that will ensure that a human rebirth that has come from ethics is one that there are sufficient resources and favorable conditions. As with the practice of ethics is a mind. It's this mind that made the commitment not to bring harm. So similarly, the practice of generosity, this too is a mind. And so this is a mind that wants to give. So what does this mean? It means through meditation, training our mind to want to help others in any way we can with whatever we have at our disposal. So here we would, in meditation, think about how we can help others. So the most obvious form of help is through our material resources, our possessions. So money, possessions, etc., our material resources. And in meditation, we generate the wish, may I help others in any way I can, and then we can relate to how we can help with our material resources. But this practice doesn't just relate to material resources. We think of our body, how I can physically be of benefit to others, how I can help others, assist others, not necessarily through our possessions, but through physically being there for others, helping others. And then this is also part of how our variety of personal good qualities and skills and knowledge that we all possess. Here in the practice of generosity, we meditate, may I use all these skills and good qualities that I have, as well as my physical capacity, as well as my material resources, may I use these to bring benefit to others. Whenever the opportunity arises, may I help others. May I use everything that I have to bring benefit to others. So meditating in this way is the practice of generosity.
Oh, that is not impossible. Did you need any?
This practice of generosity then is training or meditating on this mind of giving. That is the practice of generosity. And then there certainly will be times when one has the ability to not just help others in meditation, but to directly give assistance to others. So this again could be through material giving, material support, as well as to physically helping others, to being a friend to them, helping them physically in some way, or speaking to others, helping others through one's speech, maybe giving some advice, another way to show friendship, etc. And then, and so all of these can be done. And so giving is not just to be done in meditation, but can be done directly, but in accordance with our actual ability and our resources. But the real practice of generosity is this training, this mind of wanting to help, wanting to give. The wonderful thing with these practices, because they're mental, this practice of generosity is a mental practice. If one's own financial situation is quite dire, it doesn't mean that this practice, this ability to create causes to have abundant resources in our future lives, is closed. Rather, through meditating and generating this sincere wish to give and help others, going along with this will be the wish that, realistically, I recognize I don't have the ability right now, but when I do have the ability to help others, I will do so. And with such a sincere wish, one is creating powerful causes that will ripen in our future lives. So thus far we've spoken about the need to practice ethics to ensure one gets a good rebirth, and then for that rebirth, within that rebirth, to have abundant resources, one needs to practice generosity. And both of these meditations need to be done repeatedly to make these minds strong and powerful, and thereby accumulate powerful causes. Moreover, in one's present life, and certainly in one's future lives, one likes to have harmonious relationships with others. We like everyone whom we meet to get on with and have a warm feeling towards them and them towards us. And moreover, there's a need to be attractive and appear as pleasing, to be physically pleasing to others. And going along with us, to have all our sense powers, our sight and our taste and our hearing, to be faultless. All of these, then, these characteristics, these also come from cause. So the cause for having harmonious relationships, for having an attractive or pleasant appearance, as well as one's sense faculties to be working faultlessly. The cause for this is the practice of patience.
Say, chike nduya le ya ngad khar ku go sene pene chimbe nyam ne chea sudim nyam ne chea sebe nyam ne chea de le ya ta chin chin da to ro chi khare sene kewa chima gi ta da mi to yu jo de sudim de che to be den de le de le ya ne pen jo da de ne gi tuje ya go ya de ne chimbe chimbe de che de ne ane lu chike lui dodo demba ne ji bene sui tona ya gabu ya da ane ji wong bo chang cha chang ya de yu di ne sue ba de che ji da de ni ge yu de de ga ji de le de ne yong go de ne de ni ge yu di sa ba le ya ga ji ge ane ji ge de le ya ji ge de bo ro de din bo ro che ba na ga ji yu di sa ni me le de ba yong ru wa ji da de wa me na le ga de le de wa me na ko jin ju sha che ro de mo go san ya ge ru wa le ga ka re yi ne le ga na le sa ya tong ya na le te mo yi na le so so de wa me na ane de le ja wa ji ma le ji da de le ya ja de le ya de wa de ne ge din ba che yo ba na Dilia Kanga Gazena, Tevi Gilina, Chigora, Dami Gilina, Lega Legre, and Kale, you know, Namshi Damoka, like Ritoka, Chavaka, Zan Rugurva, so Suzai, Devoshu Chimulura, also the Denir, Dimoshu Chimbo Jovaina, and Chikore. This is the Dimoshu Chimbo Menachi to Goma. The name that the new Judy Yakosaya, Yakochi Pesuji, Yakoya, Karagos, Tudin, and Chiko, that the Niki Jad, Pemasa Yakore, some big. Deniki Java Chelia, Yapore is my duty, duty to go for it, Gawat for it, Titch, Penichimbata, Turim Suyata, Savocomiata, Chimbinia Major, Yapore is some delia, and somebody not Dimberide, Chesan Deniki, some delia, Gawaki, Gawasa, Jag, Gawion, Del Tundu Lagura, Chesan Denichuven, Tundu Yuvan, Java Deliana, and the Tun, Pesu Chimachi to work, Chesan, Denina, Tundu for it.
We've looked thus far at three key causes that are required to have a good rebirth. The primary one is that of the mind of restraint, so that of ethics, which leads to the attainment of a good rebirth, such as a human. Secondly is the wish to give, the mind of giving, and this is the practice of generosity, which leads to abundant resources in our future rebirths. And thirdly is the mind of patience. And then this mind leads to having harmonious relationships and a healthy body and being pleasant and attractive to others. So these are the three causes we've looked at, and now we come to a fourth cause. Because if one, in whatever walk of life one is in, if one doesn't truly want to achieve a goal, one is not going to make much effort. The distractions of life will push one away from it. The various obstacles will always get in the way. So one, therefore, the fourth cause we need to accumulate is one so as that we strive and make great effort to produce powerful causes that will lead to powerful results. And this is something that we can see in really many realms in the world, or many areas. So people who engage in some really extreme activities, such as in all weathers, climbing high mountains, they do this because they have a goal and they are set on achieving it. Or elite athletes, they will train for hours and hours, no matter how much their body aches, or what the weather conditions are, or even if it's they are amateur athletes and they're having to do it in addition to full-time employment. They believe in that goal. They want to achieve that goal. So this kind of mind, this mind of aspiration, is what we need to develop as well. And that, in this context, is called the mind of joyous perseverance. So this is the fourth cause, and this creates the wish to repeatedly, life after life, want to engage in accumulating these virtuous causes of come from ethical conduct, generosity, and patience. So the fourth is joyous perseverance.
Jimba Karidigresine, Java Chimba Militorodu, and then Delia, and Sedinaj, and then Delia, and Chimba Tayada, Turum Sunada, Suvenium Nacialia, and the Galaria, Tundi, Gabuyum Gore, that is Sediki, Tundishiki, Tibutiki, and the Delia, then you do make it to war.
The reason that we so need to accumulate or generate this mind of choice perseverance now, so as to experience the ripening results of this in the future, is that through practicing it, our ethics and generosity and patience, these are creating the causes for good rebirths in the future. But when we then achieve that rebirth and we attain such a good life in the future, we will need to continue to accumulate further similar causes, continue to practice ethics, patience, and generosity, so as to take care of our forthcoming rebirths. And it's of very little use if we achieve a good rebirth, but don't continue to create these causes. But if in this life we develop this mind of joyous perseverance, then enough, not only will it lead us to making very powerful causes in this life, when we experience those in the future, they will be accompanied by the mind of joyous perseverance. And this will lead us to want to engage in developing the mind of restraint, developing the mind of giving, developing the mind of patience. So this is why we need to develop the mind of choice, perseverance. So we spoke about four key causes now. The fifth to add to this then is the need to make prayers. So the kind of prayers that one needs to seal all of this off with is a prayer that in each and every future rebirth, may we attain such a good rebirth such as a human or God, attain a life as a human or God. And in this rebirth, may we continue wholeheartedly and with sincerity to accumulate further good causes regarding our ethics, practicing generosity, etc. And moreover, in each of these rebirths, may we quickly meet a spiritual teacher who can teach us an unmistaken path to continue to practice virtue, to practice in this way that will lead to good rebirths. And not only that we meet this teacher, that we have faith in him, and that we put his advice and teachings wholeheartedly into practice. And then that's maybe the second point. So the first was to have the good rebirth, the second was to continue in this way, and then thirdly, that in each and every future rebirth we live our lives in a way that brings only benefit to others, that doesn't bring any harm to others, but moreover, that not only brings that through bringing benefit to others we relieve the suffering and difficulties of others. So these are the kinds of prayers that we should be making.
Sem ni shiryo yata, an sem kiwa, 안 샘지와 제가 샘지와 가서 데보들라 류데보에나 샘지우메나 강아르와 세상한테 대대가 류다 데보고 샘지우시고 그래 제가 되네 인상은 저기 세들이네 섬다베네 가지고 추름 송으면도 니기 나한테 샘네 시디야다 아니 소소소리야 쟁기 내버기야다 되네기 뉴아래 뉴아 저거 샤나 미 소소기 샤나 내버기 강아가 땅 뉴아에네 소소 시디 셰용으로 와 이제 추름 송하네 예 제가 치면 맞아 세들이네 양아줄이야 아니 샘네 시디야다 아니 야가 용으로 와
그래서 그 primary causes that are required to have good rebirths of many qualities in the future. So just to talk about them in a little more detail. First mind that the practice of ethical conduct, which is repeatedly developing and strengthening this mind of restraint, this mind that commits to not harming others physically, verbally, or even in the way of the way that we think. The more we develop this within us, the more of an impact it's going to have on our relations with others. The way we physically and verbally interact with others will change. And from this, we will have better and better relations with all those that we meet. And this will mean, because of how we're relating to others, they are much more likely to relate to us with kindness, to relate to us in a way that that leads to happiness and doesn't cause us problems. So this will not only bring happiness into the lives of others, but through guarding our ethics, we too will be happier and will receive less problems and difficulties from others. And this wish for happiness is something that's innate to all of us, and happiness is of two types: mental happiness, which is primary, and then secondly, physical happiness. And if we are mentally happy, this, as we know, has a direct impact on our physical happiness. So through practicing ethics, we have better relations with others. The way through us treating them well, they treat us well, we're happier, and then physically we also benefit. So therefore, it's of great benefit to practice ethics.
どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって、どうやって 所以我说，所以碰到马头白呢呀，所以讲用金融币钱来碰到钱的，第一年收的点啥的，搿这个来吃不够了吧？吃不好都难受，我得米吃上去，我买新的米子单，所以说的米子单的肉包，看下马头白呢，哦，米的也好嘞，啥的我呢，看米的就是刚刚的米线单，刚刚的米线单的肉包，几个米的白也好要嘞，啥的，米吃上去。 所以你好，月吧，当所说他那个不，所说他嘛，你我嘛，现在今年所说两个不吃吃过，就算今年一张，才第二十三单位呢，俺那让些人家来判断清不吃过了。就算你现在给吃上所说的，所说两个不吃完呢，所说呢，什么酒用过了吧？我嘛，现在什么酒用过嘛了？就算今年一张，俺那让给肉钱有的，俺那盐给刚刚我说塞土呀，土呀一张，土吧一张，咸来判断清不。
So through practicing ethics and through living an ethical life, not only are we creating essential causes to attain good rebirths in the future, but we will be happier in this life. And we will also have a greater impact, a beneficial impact, on all those that we come into contact with. And this is now also the case with, through practicing generosity, developing this mind that wants to give. So as we've heard, in our future lives, it will have the ripening result that we will have abundant resources. But in this life, through developing this way of thinking, this mind that wants to help, then we will be happier just with this mind. But moreover, we will also act under the influence of this mind, And in accordance with our resources, with our ability, we will directly help others. And through helping others, it will obviously bring great benefit to them, in that depending on the kind of help, if it's material, their material suffering will be alleviated. If it's through helping through our skills and our talents, this will help solve their problems they're experiencing. Likewise, if it's through giving advice. Moreover, the person that we are engaging in, they'll feel supported, they'll feel cared for, they won't feel alone in their time of distress. So in this way, we decrease, weaken and eliminate the problems that others are experiencing. We get a good reputation in society, and we get on better with people that we don't even know. And we also attain a great sense of fulfillment, a sense of satisfaction, in that we know we are living our life well, and we are being of some real benefit to others, and in particular others who are in need. So therefore, this practice of generosity not only brings benefit in our future lives, but does so in this very life too.
So when
we think about society, we can probably say society in general is pretty ethical. There are not a lot of people who kill or steal or to try and deceive others. People are pretty straightforward. And so if people have this way of thinking, it has come, has been developed, has come from a cause, so then one may well think that actually there's maybe not much of a need for religion, because not, of course, many people don't accept religion.
Tim dile sheche ane odi yakuyo ma sujeda sosuli ne mik makabo chagires sosuli kyenji mangbu chigires di maya gi dandala samlo dini ji kunlo dini kyeje ne ane sosuli dun she da ane kuha ta di nyuyu zemya di dini do jim go re a dini da da jige semje sojo che wa da miru se da disi ne dini jeba inna
Then Unfortunately, for many people, the reason for not engaging in particularly harmful engaging in harmful activity is not out of concern for their future lives or for the harmful impact it has on others, but more so from a position of self-interest. They don't want to get in trouble with the law. They don't want to be thought of in a particular way by society. And so it's really for their own self-interest that that restrains them from engaging in harmful behavior, rather than any thought about the their future lives or even the impact that it could have on others.
So for ourselves, the motivation that we should be that should be guiding us is first of all is to have a wish to or to have the aspiration or to ensure that in our future lives we attain a good rebirth. So this is the motivation that we require, or part of the motivation. So therefore we engage in the practice of ethical conduct so as to ensure we attain a good rebirth. The second part of that motivation, we need to attain a good rebirth in order so that we can continue our spiritual development, continue to be of benefit to others, to be of assistance to others, to help others in this world. Similarly with the practice of generosity, we should be motivated by ensuring with the practice generosity so that in our future lives we have good resources in order to be able to continue our spiritual development, in order to be able to bring greater, be of greater benefit in the world. So that the motivation is thinking about our future lives and not just for our own benefit, but also for others too. And then similarly with the practice of patience, practicing, keeping the mind calm and spacious in the face of adversity so as that we can attain the ripening results in future lives of having harmonious relationships with others, having our sense faculties complete, being physically attractive, also that we can continue our spiritual progression and be of greater benefit in the world.
Yeah,
If we compare this to future lives, the reality is this life is quite possibly largely over. It's unlikely many of us will live beyond even 100 years. So this life is possibly largely over. But what lies ahead of us, now future lives, this is a huge expanse of time, life after life after life. Because until one attains the state of a Bodhisattva or a Buddha, we continue to take rebirth within psychic existence, rebirth after rebirth after rebirth. So therefore, from the Buddhist perspective, it's imperative that we think about our future lives, because it is an incomparably greater span of time compared to what remains of this one mere life. None of us here are probably subsistence farmers. None of us here, and certainly most people in our country, they don't work so that they can ensure that they have enough to survive for the day. Rather, when people engage in this wide variety of worldly activities, such as one's employment, but also many other things one does, one isn't just thinking about the... One isn't just thinking about the right now, but one is rather thinking of the future. So people involved with careers, and you're planning there for the future. You're planning for the future, and thinking about I'm now saving for perhaps your home, or to pay off your home, or one's engaging in some training because one needs a qualification, maybe wanting to go into a new career, etc. So this is the way that almost everyone in the world thinks. Not just working to get by today. Maybe it may feel like that, but generally we're working towards with a longer perspective. And so where this is very useful here is this way of thinking is slightly broader way of thinking. Not being too concerned and obsessed with the problems right now. So we, as Buddhist practitioners, need to take this way of thinking, but expand it much further, and think and see how much more importance our future lives are in relation to this one, which is largely spent, whereas the expanse of time that still lies before us beyond the end of this life is immense. And if we think about this well, that will serve us. Just in like the worldly sense, people will work hard and strive to overcome problems to achieve a later goal. So too, if we think about future lives and a great expanse of time that lies before us, then we will overcome obstacles and difficulties to ensure that we accumulate powerful causes through developing our minds well through meditation. So we've heard about the four causes that are required to ensure that we achieve good rebirths in our future lives. We spoke about ethical conduct, generosity, patience, and joyous perseverance, and then these four coming together, sustained by prayer. So hopefully from this then one has seen the importance of these practices. And then thereafter I mentioned the need to, so as to motivate one to spend the time required meditating and developing these minds and strengthening them within oneself, to change our perspective from this one life perspective to truly seeing this expanse of time before us, and thereby changing our perspective and seeing how important this is. And this is important because without seeing that, one's not going to make the required effort. One will just have heard something, maybe interesting, and then it'll be left at that, and one won't actually change and develop. And the second key thing to think about is in addition to the expanse of time that goes beyond this one life, is that the ending of this life, this will come, this is certain, but when it will come, this is completely unknown. We know our lives will end, but our lives can come at any time. Those who are young can die before those who are old. Those who now appear healthy can die before those who now appear ill. Our time of death, our manner of death, is completely, completely unknown. And this is something we don't ever think about, but when reminded of it, we know it's true. If we take this to heart, this will serve to encourage us to utilize what remains of this life well, being aware that our future lives are innumerable. So therefore, we need to utilize what remains of this life well to create good and powerful causes. Because if we continue to stay largely consumed with worldly activities, then when the time of death comes, how are the results of those worldly activities going to help one? All the possessions and wealth and beautiful things one has acquired, no matter how special they are to one, one cannot take them with us to our next life. Similarly, we need to have good relations with others, of course, but no matter how strong a connection we have with someone else, they cannot accompany us to our next life. We have to go alone. However, the one thing that we will carry with us from this life to our future life, and in fact accompanies us wherever we go in this life as well, is the virtue that we have accumulated. So the potency or the potential of this virtue that we have accumulated from practicing generosity and guarding our ethics and patience and joyous perseverance, this is something on our mind stream, and we carry this with us throughout this life, and we'll carry it with us into our future lives. This karma is our constant travel companion. So therefore, for these reasons, it makes sense to overcome this mind of procrastination that says, whilst I accept these things are important, there are many other things to do first. We need to overcome that mind and rather put some time aside each and every day and meditate on these topics. And if we do repeatedly over a sustained period, change will come to our minds. We will start to think differently. First, just on the meditation cushion. Later, when we have arisen from the cushion and we're engaging in our daily activities. And then we'll start to see a difference in how we interact with others. And then we'll see a difference in how they relate to us. And in this way, through meditation, we bring a change to this life and create powerful causes or change in our future lives too.
Hola, na diro je diringe na ju ge ne tanda di ma de ni she da kan je ngam ju ge kharas na da ngam ju ge de lu je se de le ma ju da ko ha bi de ba che re ne ko ha bi de bi kabla ngam ju ge de ni ge sam ta de da de ji lu ma yis mi ko ne ye che da mya da ne jin be nyam len che su dim nyam su be nyam len ये दो सिनांग जो याने यादो याने यादो समताय बेमसी किसी मोरे जिधर दिनी के समताय जे याकुछ याने लांग जो अ ते गुम्जे समताजे और दादे माचे ने जेमा कोहब जो याकुर का मर्दे ने कोहब काल का बच्चा के ले जिधर दिनी जेमा रब शी सोमे ने अन जोंग रागुदो समजे गुम्जे समताजे हम दी थोले याने यादो याने जंग भाई ने ना दिनी इंजादी क्या वचिमा था दामी थोए गुडी दी रे ကျောချင်းမှာဖတ်သမလို့ကြည့်ရှုချင်းမတော်နာဖတ်တာမျိုးကိုကြည့်ရတယ်ချက်သေးလေးနဲ့ဆောဆူရရနဲ့ဒီကြီးရတာဆင်ဖြစ်ဖို့ရတာအန်တီအချက်ကိုကျောချင်းမှာဖတ်တော့ရာဒီယံဖတ်တော်ဘောလေနဲ့ရာလေဖတ်တော်မိရှန်တာလေဖတ်တော်ဘောလေအော်ဒီနေ့ရှိတယ်ငုံဒီရင်ကြီးကသူကစမ်းတာတယ်ကျောချင်းမှာဖတ်တာမျိုးကိုတော့ရကြီးဂျူဒီတင်နေရတာဆဲဒီမော်ဆွန်ရတဲ့ငိုချွတ်ချက်ချက်ဒါဒီရာနဲ့ရန်တို့စမ Deep 他自己的地里是我这当时的，你让我这我阿哥办呢，没的，你自己阿哥办呢，地下去全部是三毛大的下下办呢，可你不吃着嘛，自己吃也有嘛了吧？你那些俺自己的，他在米头鱼地里是我这地里，就像在我这地上的地方是三毛拿了呀，三毛拿了三毛当然去嘛，对，先吃了呢，女儿当，俺可不吃，开个小嘛，那俺就三毛拿了三毛当然的，就三毛当然的，地三毛地方是鱼了，三毛的养呢，养的养呢，我靠就你不吃是当然的。
やね、あのやねのさんたんにぶちゃるごろわだ。じゃあぬぶちゃるわんさ、に、あのがとぎたたちゃごろ。じゃあぬぎ、ゆんぜろじ、だじりんぎねずりれ。じゃあでねんさ、ねれべずちもちゃごろ。で、ちゃさんけ。だい、てちゃごじ、けちもちゃごろわ。あんでれだ。で、でねちゃんね、かちしゅ。あんだち、ちきやなじりれ。
So just to finish by really encouraging you to, if what has been said tonight, this afternoon hasn't made much sense, then that's fine. Just put it to one side. If it has made some sense to you, it is my sincere hope that it's not just left as mere new knowledge acquired, but rather that you take what has been heard here and you utilize it. And the way to utilize it is through meditation. Can't emphasize enough the importance of meditation. So for meditation to be effective, we need to use our analytical mind, our reasoning mind, our intelligence. And we think about starting about the need to utilize what remains of this life well. So we think about these two reasons that have been presented, the expanse of lives that lie before us. And then secondly, that that our death is certain, the time and mode of our death is uncertain. It could happen at any time. So therefore, to plan and procrastinate for in one fine day in the future, that really makes no sense. We need to start, and we need to start now. And that's the starting point of the meditation, repeatedly developing that aspiration in meditation. And when that's arisen, we can then go into meditating on these various topics we heard about, the mind of restraint, so that's ethics, the wish to give, the mind of generosity, the mind that's patience in the face of adversity, or stays calm and still in the face of adversity, and that's patience, as well as then the mind that takes joy or delight in engaging in virtue, and the mind of joyous perseverance. So these can be developed in meditation. But meditating just once or twice or haphazardly, this, of course, it's good to do, plant some imprints, but it can be likened to a small little flame. A small little flame cannot destroy much darkness at all. It has no power. However, if one meditates repeatedly over a sustained period, then change comes. Then this little flame grows and grows and starts to illuminate the darkness and starts to really bring about profound change. But this doesn't happen quickly, and it doesn't happen in a clear, visible way like we see in our worldly life, where we're dealing with the external, where change can be observed quite quickly. This inner development, this transformation, happens slowly, and that's why it's imperative that for meditation to be effective, is done repeatedly over a sustained period. Then lasting change will come. So we'll finish here for now, for today. If you have some questions, then please feel free to ask. But if you have a need to go, you have things to do, then there's no need to wait. You're welcome to go. Yes, sir, at the back. So if one is not in
procrastinating, but rather one is engaging with others. But the, through this, I'm going to say it a bit differently, you tell me if I've got it right. But through this, one experiences many problems and difficulties, and this is making it difficult to continue. Is it like that? So like you're like burnt out, worn out, emptied out, something like that?
Not just self, but the person
who's trying to help. You can't help them any further?
Yeah.
From their side, yes?
Yeah.
Then I understand. Okay, so what can we do in this kind of case, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Jenny, Netan was lucky he called a Kartishu song, Jenny. Ni simple rope jetu, better Jenny rope jetapsi jegiere, ni simple gichokne, perci bachi yosere, ni soso tik better than giere, and then don't have any supper sakamare. Jenny, kungichokne, better Jenny rope je, ni simple rope je sare, rope je sai ki derpe yere, ni Pli bachi yare, deni morantis nusuk zorgire, deni ropetiesa te, kung ti labios kapo go kapore, kung yang bachi segire, stiran rabore, en karite gire, dagchis in den drabore, ranchen singona.
Disna, dadi titi ungurwa, sosugi shenli, sosugi samutani shenli, roko chevine, delia, and
Kien So answer, if the answer doesn't match the question, we ask, okay? when you engage and you're helping others, whether the motivation is good or not, the reality is there are going to be problems and difficulties in the process of trying to help others and bring benefits to others. So that is always going to happen, unfortunately. And there will be times, for example, where you, you give advice to someone, and this is good advice. It's advice that if they were to implement, then their situation would undoubtedly improve. But from their side, they find it very difficult to follow that advice. Maybe they don't accept it, or maybe it's just very difficult to adopt. And therefore, they don't do it. So from their side, they're not doing what needs to be done to resolve the situation, despite this advice being given. And from problems like this, or the other kinds of problems that do come when trying to help others, then one does become dispirited, and it's easy for one's mind to become weak and to give up thinking, what more to do? So this also happens. But when there are these kinds of problems, when there are problems in helping others, here the crucial thing is the two parts. Keep your mind, your altruistic motivation dominant, that you're putting their needs first and foremost. And then secondly, is that you practice patience. So this means that whatever the problematic situation is, whether it's ones that have just been mentioned or whatever it is, that you don't allow your mind to become disturbed by those situations. So patience is keeping your mind calm and spacious in the face of adversity, in the face of problems. So if you keep your mind patient, keep your mind calm, as well as having this virtuous motivation, this altruistic motivation, then you should be able to work through it. And there's a bit more.
Okay.
ཁོང་ལ་ན་རང་མ་ཅིག་སོ་སོ་ཞེན་མ་ཅིག་ཉིག་ཆ་གོ་རོ་བ་དེ་ནས་ཁོང་ལ་ན་རང་མ་ཅིག་སོ་སོ་ཞེན་མ་ཅིག་ཉིག་ཆ་གོ་རོ་བ་དེ་ནས་ཁོང་ལ་ན་རང་མ་ཅིག་སོ་སོ་ཞེན་མ་ཅིག་ཉིག་ཆ་གོ་རོ་བ་དེ་ནས་ཁོང་ལ་ན་རང་མ་ཅིག་སོ་སོ་ཞེན་མ་ཅིག་ཉིག་ཆ་གོ་རོ་བ་དེ་ནས་ཁོང་ལ་ན་རང་མ་ཅིག་སོ་སོ་ཞེན་མ་ཅིག་ཉིག་ཆ་གོ་རོ་
니지 공부이나 안에 소설이야 안에 시리 요하다 판도인 거래.
Furthermore, to say about this situation, but again, it's also much broader, that when trying to help others and engage with others in a beneficial way, the response that comes from others may be somewhat unexpected. They can show ingratitude, they can show that they may want more from us than we are able to give, etc., whatever the situation may be. And in those situations, it's the normal response from our side would be get frustrated, to get annoyed, maybe get angry. And the problem then, if our mind is afflicted, then we will speak to them inappropriately, they will become unhappy, we already are unhappy, and the situation just gets much worse. So rather, when trying to help others and engage in a beneficial way with others, when we encounter problems, and this does happen, and it's in the sense it's to be expected, then it's imperative then to guard your mind. So if you're practicing ethics well, you're watching your mind, you're guarding your mind, and then you ensure your patience in this time. And the way you're being patient here is that if the person is showing a lack of gratitude, or is wanting to take more than you can give, or speaking to you in an inappropriate manner, be aware that at that moment, their mind is afflicted. They are not happy. They are dominated by self-grasping, etc., or self-cherishing rather, by a selfish attitude, or they are angry. So they, at that moment, are suffering. They are unhappy. They are feeling even more pain. Not only do they have the problem that you're trying to help them with, but due to the strength of their afflicted minds, they are suffering greatly. So you can think like this even in that moment if you're guarding your ethics well, so this mind of restraint, as well as practicing patience, this mind that's staying spacious and calm in the face of adversity, then you are not getting afflicted yourself, and you can use your wisdom to think about how they're experiencing things. And this will then mean your mind stays calm and spacious, and you can respond in a skillful way, which may be to walk away, which may be to do something else, or to say something, or etc. But with an open and calm mind, you can then respond skillfully. Okay. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, dog. Oh.